When you hear the fanfare, you know it's time for another movie review with Matt Olien. Matt, I watched the trailer again, as usual, for the film The Duke. Looks pretty charming.
It's the kind of movie, Ashley, that the Brits have pulled off for decades. This goes back to a tradition with something called the Ealing Studios back in the 40s and 50s. That was a movie studio in Britain that made these kind of light comedies that usually centered around an eccentric group of people in a small village or something like that. Alec Guinness was in a lot of them.
That sounds very
and
British.
That's kind of been a tradition through the years of British comedies like this. And that's what this reminded me of. It's based on a true story. Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren play the married couple in the film. And if you've seen the trailer, Jim Broadbent's character is based on a real person who stole the Francisco Goya painting of the Duke of Wellington. And why he steals it is quite interesting. It's not what you think. This is a kind-hearted man who drives taxi. He's always trying to help people. He stands up for coworkers who might be racially discriminated against. He's just doing the right thing all the time. He doesn't want to pay the television tax that was required in Great Britain back then if you had the BBC, because he's rigged his television to not have the BBC. So he's always against the establishment, fighting against that, much to the consternation of his wife, played by Helen Mirren in a very stern performance. They have a couple kind of ne'er-do-well sons who kind of live with them and don't live with them sometimes. But the film is based on his kind of outwardly gentle manner, giving back to society, trying to show society of why this painting was stolen, what he wants for it in return. So it's all done in a charming way. Some things don't quite come off. They're playing younger than they are. So their characters they play are probably in their early 60s. Helen Mirren, Jim Broadbent, both in their 70s now. So the age felt a little off to me, especially with young sons kind of in the house in their 20s and early 30s. But you just forgive that, because these are two British stalwart actors playing. It's really Jim Broadbent's film. Helen Mirren's great, but this is really Jim Broadbent's movie. Nobody quite can play that kind of affable English bloke from the middle to lower classes quite like Jim Broadbent can. Mm-hmm. He's the go-to actor for performances like that.
I'm not really familiar with him.
He's an Oscar winner for the film Iris, which he co-starred with Judi Dench. He is just in countless movies. He's a working British actor who's become quite famous across the pond here as well. And I think this is the kind of film, even though it's not going to win awards, it's not going to break any new ground, it's the kind of film, if you're maybe middle to older movie-going audiences, this would be the perfect movie to go see at this point. The Duke, the name of the movie is based on, of course, the Duke of Wellington painting. It's a short film. It's not overly long. It doesn't outstay its welcome, as we say in the business. So overall, I liked it. It's not a great film, but it certainly passes the time, and it gives Jim Broadbent a real scene-stealing, scenery-chewing part to really sink his teeth into.
Do they go into, and don't give any spoilers, but why that painting? Was there something significant about that painting?
Yeah, I won't say too much, but it's based on a scene that happens he and his son are watching.
Because you think, you're going to steal, maybe not the Mona Lisa anymore because it's way guarded, but you'd think something that is huge, huge in value. But
yeah, so there's some backstory about the painting and why it ends up back at this major museum in London. And so that is really the impetus for him to steal the painting. Now, I will say there is a major plot twist in this movie that you might not see coming that I thought was fairly cleverly handled. It's, again, based on a true story, so you can look it all up if you want to before you go to the movie. But I would not do that if I were people. So this recently had a run at the Fargo Theater. I believe that's ending, but it's out there. It's out there in theaters, so look for it where you live.
All right. For some Oscar trivia, Helen Mirren won an Oscar for playing Queen Elizabeth II in The Queen. And I want a list of actresses who have won an Oscar for playing real-life people. And we don't have to maybe go through all this, but, so, you know, give me five.
Actresses who played real life.
Who have won an Oscar for winning for playing a real person. So we'll give you Helen Mirren here.
Okay. Oh, boy. I have to go through my brain here as we're doing this. And now I'm
kind of – I can give you film years if that's –
that'd be fine. Yeah, okay. You can do that.
How about 09? This is the film year, not the Oscar year. So 2010, I guess.
09. Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side.
Okay.
Yes.
2018.
Olivia Colman for The Favorite.
Okay. 02.
Nicole Kidman as Virginia Woolf in The Hours.
03.
Charlize Theron as the murderer, what was her name, in Monster.
In Monster, yep.
Yes.
07.
07. Marion Cotillard as Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose.
2005.
Reese Witherspoon as June Carter Cash in Walk the Line.
We're going to do the whole list. All right, 2011.
Okay, let's keep going. 2011. Oh, boy. Meryl Streep as Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady.
And the most recent, and I didn't write down the year, but who would maybe be the most recent? Another singer, actress. She was in The Wizard of Oz.
Renee Zellweger in Judy.
There you go.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.